Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Radically Well podcast, season two, baby. Let's go.
Here we are. I cannot believe how much I've learned from our very first show to now. It is wild.
Okay, and just so that everybody knows, I am your host, Rosie Acosta.
Oh, good idea. Yes, I am your co-host, Tessa Tovar. That's, yeah, good reminder. Thank you.
I feel like we've not done this in so long, so it's like sort of getting our sea legs back.
Yeah, I got to dust the cobwebs off the old podcast brain.
I mean, there's so many good podcasts out right now. Right now, I'm definitely on the Diary of a CEO tip at the moment. Yes. And listening to On Purpose with Jay Shetty, like that's always one of my favorites. He has such great people on there. And yeah, so those two and, you know, all my crime podcasts. Yes, we love this. And so look, we're kind of popping in here to welcome all of you new people here. If you haven't caught the first season of the Radically Well podcast, I highly recommend. Clearly, I have a biased opinion, but we are kicking off season two and we're diving into all of the topics, like everything involving midlife and aging and what aging means to women and how a lot of women are going through perimenopause and menopause. And I feel like it's giving new gold rush. Doesn't it feel like that to you?
It does. Yeah. There's a lot of information out there right now. And I feel like every day I hear something new. It can be a little bit overwhelming, honestly. It kind of reminds me of when I first started to really dive into learning about health and nutrition. Because yeah. There's so many different experts, yeah. You know, that say, oh, do this or do that. So as much as I love learning about this stuff, like I get it. If you're just coming here and you're like, whoa, where do I start? I recommend starting with episode one, season one of the Radically Well podcast.
Yes, I 100% agree. And like we've grown, even now looking back, I've learned so much since we recorded that over a year ago.
Oh my God. Me too.
It's been well over a year, right? Like we're totally two completely different people.
Yeah. Well, and that's just like the beauty of it, right? It's like, it's not one size fits all. It's not meant to be. Nothing, I think, in the health and wellness realm should be. And we always need to remember to put our experimental hat on and really listen to the cues from our bodies. That's what I've learned. And I think my biggest takeaway from season one was to really learn how to advocate for myself as I realized that I was going through perimenopause and starting to learn how to talk to my doctors, but not only my doctors, but also my relationship, my close relationships, especially with my partner. We had to have some hard conversations because I realized I was about ready to go on the roller coaster ride of my life. What are you looking forward to in season two?
I think the thing I'm looking forward to the most this time around is this focus on mental health and how perimenopause and menopause affect the overall health of how we're processing information, how we're engaging in relationship, how we're, you know, perpetuating old archaic systems that don't work anymore, like the information that we're taking in with all this new research that's coming out. I mean, I want to talk about the disparities between, you know, women of color and how they suffer disproportionately in this world of perimenopause and menopause, the question of access and accessing hormone replacement therapy. I mean, there's just like so many conversations with so many incredible women that we had for season two. And I can't wait for everybody to listen. It's been a true ride. I mean, and it hasn't always been easy, as you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. But I mean, I just, I want to remind everyone that this really is not a linear journey. try not to allow yourself to fall into that trap of like, I'm just going to progressively move on up as I educate myself. I mean, there might feel like moments where it's getting better, and I do want to like also offer some positivity, but I think that this mental health aspect that Rosie, you're highlighting is also what I'm most looking forward to.
This is mostly selfish for me, but I kind of want us to do, and look, if you're listening to this and you've been listening to us for a long time now, I want to do like a little viewing party type of thing. I think we should do it on Substack.
Oh, I love that idea.
Don't you? I mean, I think it'd be really cool. I mean, my Substack has been dormant for the last better portion of the year. But here's the thing. I've been in this insane master's program at Pepperdine University, getting my master's in clinical psychology. And so that has really taken up the majority of my time. And I feel like it absolutely enhances the conversations that I'm having with people, because I'm a student again and I get to relearn some things that I've known and also learn things that I didn't know, and personally making that connection to how we can utilize this information to continue to support women, right? I mean, that's the whole point. That was the whole point of why we even did this podcast.
Yeah. Well, and I think bringing it a conversation, a live conversation over to Substack is a really great way to help everyone integrate all this info, because then we can actually talk about these things that might have felt like myths before, or if you heard something you didn't understand, or if you have a follow-up question. It's just a great way to make sure it's like, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
It's not just a soundbite, you know, it's like actual, tangible, usable information.
And look, this is what's coming, right? So we're going deeper. We've got experts, we've got storytellers, and we have women that are redefining what it means to age and thrive. And as Tessa mentioned, we have some really great guests. We have Mayim Bialik on the show. We have Dr. Shepherd.
Dr. Marisa Snyder. I'm so excited for Sadali and Anubhuti, because their docuseries comes out about what's called balance. And if you've not got that on your radar yet, it's just one more tool to add to the toolbox.
It is going to be the tool, I think. I think this docuseries that's coming out in January 2026 is going to completely revolutionize the way that we talk about perimenopause and the way that we see women's health issues. I really think it's going to make that big of an impact, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Oh, so you can expect so much. I mean, I would grab the box of tissues, also expect to laugh, expect real raw honesty. We're not holding back this season.
No, this season we're going for it. I think this is our best season yet, if I'm honest. And again, bias.
Oh, it's okay to be biased. I mean, we should be loving what we do, right? And I am so grateful for this work.
Yeah, me too. And we're grateful for you, all of you who are listening and who have been supporting us all this time. We're so excited. We can't wait for you to tune in to season two coming soon. So for those of you supporting us and listening, thank you so much for being here. We cannot wait to launch season two, January 2026. We hope that you will join us. Don't forget to tell your friends and have them binge season one. It's a great season.
Remember to subscribe, share it with a friend, leave us a quick review. All of that really helps keeping us able to give you this amazing information. Here's to season two. Let's get radically well together.
Let's get well. Let's get well with your hormone besties.
Yes.